There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is straight up top of the hour, wherever you're sitting. And we're going to continue for just this short period of time here before we're guest joined by Lisa Bedford in the next hour. Smart meters, living hell of this person. Josh?
Yes, this is a really long story. What was her name? Colleen of Yardley, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. It comes from activist posts. I would suggest reading this, it's going to take a little bit of time. She goes into complete detail of what she went through for the months following this incident. So on January 4th, Colleen was going to do some laundry, right? And all of a sudden, she said, I got to the bottom of the stairs, and I could hear this noise. Well, first, the power went out, and then it flashed back on, and then it went out completely. And then she said, I got to the bottom of the stairs in her basement where the washing and stuff was, and I could hear this noise, and it sounded like feedback in stereo speakers that had a pulse to it. And I stood there at the bottom of the steps, trying to determine where the noise was coming from, but it sounded like it was all around me. And then there was a flash, like lightning, inside my house. I cradled my head and dropped to the floor. And so with that flash, every light bulb in my house exploded. The old light bulbs merely popped and shattered while the new light bulbs were on fire. The CFLs, you know, the little curly cue ones. Mm-hmm. She could smell burning plastic. She had no idea what had happened. So her first reaction was to get outside. Her dogs were barking furiously at the front door. So she ran to them and looked outside and saw a white pickup truck with the driver side door open. She put the dogs in the backyard, ran back to the front. She said she found or she saw someone walking from her yard and yelled at him, what did you just do? And he made eye contact with her and then never answered and then ran to his truck. And when he closed the door, she saw a company logo was Grid One, which I guess is their power company or something. And then she noticed on her front door was hanging on her doorknob was a hanger that said, Pico, we have successfully installed your new smart meter.
Wow.
So it gets worse from there. You know, just the trouble that she went through with insurance companies and dealing with Pico and the power company and just it's an awful story.
It is. But be aware of what these things mean and what can happen. And there is some shielding material that we now have at the Power Hour that you can order from Stetzer or that we can get for you from Stetzer. There is some shielding material which will reflect it away from your house. But still, be aware that, you know, things like that happening, there's really nothing you can do about that. That is horrible. Absolutely horrible. Okay, moving on to other news. 10,000 people are suing Syngenta over the unapproved GMO corn shipped to China. U.S. farmers lose $5 billion in sales. Town hall meetings have been taking place recently regarding corn litigation with the Syngenta company. The lawsuit is regarding claims that Syngenta sold genetically modified corn with a strain called MIR-162 to China without their approval of the modification. The first, it ought to be China suing, I would think. The first shipment that tested positive for MIR-162, Hecker Law Group attorney Jacob Hecker said, was destroyed by the Chinese in 2013. Afterwards, all other shipments with trace amounts of the strain were sent back to the U.S. where they came from. Due to the strain, China, who at the time was the third largest importer of U.S. corn, boycotted all corn from being imported from the U.S.
Wow.
I don't know what it's going to take and how many people are going to have to die from GMO products before they say, yeah, right, we shouldn't have done it.
So do you have sympathy for these people who are suing Syngenta? Because you know what? They made a deal with the devil. I'm sorry, but you decided to grow this stuff.
That's right.
You know, and you took a bet, and I don't really have sympathy for, general human sympathy, yes.
You get involved with the devil, and you're going to deal with the devil's works. That's all there is to it.
Make better decisions, than growing this junk.
And their greed backfired on them. 12 strategies for creating the perfect pantry. Natural Blaze has a story about that. Lots of different ways about going about building your pantry. Well, they've got it for you there at thepowerhour.com in the news section. Click on that. It's called 12 Strategies for Creating the Perfect Pantry, or it'll be in the email blast thanks to our incredible Catherine. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
Lisa Medford is up next.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It's Feel Good Friday. Well, it's Feel Good other than, you know, Greece and France and terror and
Russia.
No, yeah, and Russia, bad Russia. Anyway, we're going to be joined by Lisa Bedford this hour. She is a mother, she says, of two spectacular homeschool children and wife to a busy husband. She says, I love Mexican food, a slightly messy house, my big old white Tahoe, blogging and reading good spy thrillers. Technically, she says, if you want to know why to read my blog, the future has always been uncertain. I mean, a massive earthquake could take out half the United States at any moment. What makes right now different is the uncertainty on so many levels, the economy, national security, national disasters, and a world increasingly filled with threats against our society. And she says, if you've been stashing away a few groceries every week or researching how to make a solar power generator, you're not alone. And so she does a blog, has a book called Survival Mom, How to Prepare Your Family for Everyday Disasters and Worst Case Scenarios. And she does a blog at thesurvivalmom.com. Lisa Bedford, thank you so much for joining us today on the Power Hour.
Hi, Joyce. It's a pleasure to be here. And, you know,
Lisa, where are you, girl?
Blurb.
Are you there?
Can you? Yes, I am.
Okay, we got some feedback there. It's really, we're going to have to do something there. Scott or Trevor,
sure.
If you can help out, let's see if we can get her fixed up there. Okay, so we'll let Scott do his magic there. By the way, just to let you know, there has been a French terror attack, a Tunisian terror attack, and a Kuwaiti terror attack. I can hear you there, Scott. Kuwaiti terror attack, Tunisian terror attack, supposedly 27 people were killed, just to update you on the bad stuff. And then this one in France, of course. So, my gosh. And you know what? I heard the Fox News a while ago say, Fox Business News say, terror is breaking out all over the world. Hmm. Now, I wonder if that's kind of like some, everybody get ready, here is the beginning of the end. Okay. Lisa, are you there?
I am, Joyce. Can you
okay,
hear me?
Yeah, that's a little bit better, but we still got some feedback, though. Let's see if we can start off on this. Are you on a headset or anything?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's good. It sounds good. Okay. Now let's go back from the beginning. Thank you so much, Lisa Bedford, for joining us on the Power Hour today.
You're welcome. You sure know how to roll with the punches, Joyce.
I'll tell you what. You do this for a while, and you will learn. And I guess being a homeschool mother, you know all about that. Anyway.
Just a little.
Yeah. Anyway, you're preparing for whatever, and I think that is awesome. Josh was just mentioning to me how to wash clothes without electricity, which most people don't think is possible to do, but you're looking at everything, absolutely everything, from the standpoint of survival, and you've been focusing on this. Let me ask you this. Why are you not scared to death and immobilized and sitting around wringing your hands like everybody else?
Yeah, that's a good question. And as you were reading that intro, I wrote that intro about 5 years ago, and not much has changed. Which,
no,
you know,
that's right.
It's coming from like today's headlines. Sometimes I'm asked, well, what about the prepper movement? It hasn't died, because really not a lot has changed. And what I have personally found is that as I put pieces into place, and when I do read a scary headline, I just look and I say, okay, you know, we have some food storage, we have water filters, we have these things in place. Is there anything else I can do? But overall, you begin to feel a little more at peace, you know, with as you're prepping, as we call it, progresses. And I think that is, I say, prepare more and panic less. There's a lot of truth in that.
Yes, there is. And, you know, a lot of people are getting ready, because we've got 20 reasons why things might come down around our shoulders in September. And we had an attorney, Kurt Haskell, on the program talking about that. And by the way, we have those all written out. They were in the email blast, all those 20 reasons why the world might begin to end in September. If you want to go back to your email blast the other day with Kurt Haskell, Catherine put those together. She did an amazing job. But it's pretty compelling what is about to take place in the month of September. Have you heard anything that concerns you about September?
You know, September seems to be a critical month in lots of different years. If you Google economic collapse in September, you're going to come up with September 2015, 2013, and down the line. But there are things coming together in a way that is almost a little bit eerie. Whether it's Bible prophecy or economic, predictions and so on. I tell people, trust your gut, number one, and then just look around to see what you can do. And on my website, Joyce, I have something called the Quick Start Guide for Getting Prepared.
Okay.
It's a free download. It's, you know, just, I think, two or three pages. And then we'll just kind of, you know, prioritize things for you. Because when people start talking about this is the beginning of the end, you know, that's really scary. And especially to people who have not given that much thought ever. You know, they're still, plodding away on the day-to-day routine. And then all of a sudden, they start reading some scary headlines. And the first thing they think is, it's too late for me. And my goal from the beginning has been to reach out and give hope to people who might think it's, you know, we didn't get started preparing, you know, when doomsday preppers came out or when I thought we should or when my husband told me we should. And my quick start guide is just, it's just a simple list and it's just downloadable on my site. But, I prepare more, panic less.
I love your website. I love your website. It is so unique. It is unique. It is so friendly to go there and not get scared. And by the way, there's one section you can sign up for where it says, I want to receive updates and EMP survival reports. I mean, she's got all kinds of stuff. I love that picture of you with the sweat, with the T-shirt that says, survival is a mom's job. With the shirt that says, survival is a mom's job. And then I like the the listing, ham radio, dehydrating, camping, gardening, canning, organizing everything. Does that feel like it overwhelms you? Well, yeah. And then you help people walk through it. And you have mini guides, webinars, and the skill of the month. You give so much on your website, and you can also go to Amazon and get her book, or click on through her website and get the book, The Survival Mom, which I think would be a real helpful thing for those of you out there who really want to know how to get started. What was it that motivated you to do this? I mean, why did you start sharing this and go through this incredible amount of passion to help other mothers?
Well, you know, my background is in teaching and training. So when I started looking at the economy and, you know, the kind of doomsday headlines back in at the end of 2008 and getting into 2009, I just refused to lay down and die, Joyce. That isn't my nature. I'm a fighter. I like being proactive. I like feeling like I have some control over my destiny and my family's destiny. And so I just started researching, and that led me to the realm of the doomers, as I call them. But there was a lot of good information there. And kind of as I was learning, I also began the blog, and I started writing. I started putting together classes, and it just felt very natural. It felt like a really good fit for me.
And I love the way in February you focused on switching from store-bought to homemade, including your own homemade laundry soap, soap making, and then I like this, make homemade tortillas. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, people would say, oh, I didn't know you could make them at home. Well, you know, anything can be made at home, but you have to learn how to do it. And that's what people just don't understand, is we become so dependent. Think what's going to happen to the average person. The first long line and the first locked door, they're going to be SOL. They're going to be so miserable.
Freaking out.
Yeah. And so you have a website here full of information you give to people, and I just thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been a pleasure putting it together. You know, when you really love something, Joyce, as you know from, you know, your own career, it doesn't feel like work. You get up every morning,
right,
and I'm excited to write a new article or whatever. So thank you very much.
Well, and you give a lot to the people, too. So if you want to know how to make homemade tortillas, if you didn't know they could be made, they're a heck of a lot easier to cook than bread, she says. They're a whole lot easier to make. And that you say you're not even a master tortilla maker, but that anybody can do it. Can you make healthy tortillas?
Well, you know, I'll tell you one thing about food storage is how it has changed just in the last 5 or 6 years. So while I, like a lot of people, have buckets of wheat, my family has kind of turned the corner where we just don't eat much bread anymore. And I think there, like you mentioned, the GMO issue. There are a lot more concerns about GMOs and gluten, mm-hmm, and the way that our food is grown. That's affected food storage, and it's affected what food storage companies are selling. So for the healthy tortillas, I would say that, first of all, I love healthy fats. And so if you're cooking that in, you know, I don't see any reason why you couldn't use coconut oil if you're going to be frying the tortillas.
Yes.
The type,
yes,
of flour you use matters. And, you know, the fresher the wheat, and then you grind the wheat to make the flour, that is going to have the maximum amount of nutrients. So, I mean, I love a good homemade tortilla as much as anybody else. It's a weakness, along with my husband's salsa.
There's a recipe there for homemade tortillas, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
I'll just tell you, 2.5 cups of flour, 1/2 cup of, I would use coconut oil, but in the flour, the 2.5 cups of flour, I would use chickpea flour. I don't know if you've ever tried garbanzo or chickpea flour, but
yet.
I would, have you ever used that?
No.
Okay, you can get it at, I get it at local Hy-Vee grocery store, and it's organic chickpea flour. But, you know, you could try 2.5 cups of flour, whatever choice you use, 1/2 cup of coconut oil, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 1 cup of water, and mix all those ingredients together. I act like I've done this before and know how to do it, don't I? Boy, I'm sounding impressive. And form a small ball of dough, approximately 2 inches across, roll it into a circle using a rolling pin, and there you got your tortilla. And then you do need to fry it with some olive oil or coconut oil.
Or coconut, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that picture of the blue corn masa just looks awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So ladies and gentlemen, there you got it. And the website is full of good information. Tell us some other things that you do besides making tortillas. After we go to this four-minute break, we'll come back with Lisa Bedford, thesurvivalmom.com. I'll tell you what, you look at her picture, you're going to smile. We'll be back after this four-minute break. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24-7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Does that sound like the Bedford family? That sounds like all the Power Hour families. I mean, really, it's all about surviving, but knowing what to do. And we've got Lisa Bedford joining us today. TheSurvivalMom.com. Check out her blog, ladies and gentlemen. Check out her website. It's all about the truth, and she makes it real palatable, real easy. Okay, let's talk about some of those things. If a mother out there is just now realizing, oh, my gosh, because, by the way, the Economic Collapse blog has just issued a red alert for the last 6 months of 2015. So, Lisa, where do we start? If a woman is just now realizing, oh, my gosh, I've got about a week's worth of groceries, and that's it. Where do you start?
Yeah, that's a terrifying feeling. And the fortunate thing is that usually in a family, the mom is very much an influencer. And I've heard a lot of times, you know, men will get in touch with me and my wife won't, go along with my survival plans and my prepping. But I hear the same from women. You know, my husband doesn't want to do this. And so I think that we can use our influence to help our kids see the importance. With young children, for example, just start talking to them about some of the Aesop's fables and, you know, how animals prepare. A lot of animal stories just have a lot to do with preparedness. Hmm. And I would just start kind of changing your own mindset. The song that was, you know, the little bumper music, you know, Country Boy Can Survive. I think one of the big misconceptions, Joyce, is that we all have to live out in the country. That we have to live miles and miles away from civilization, and maybe the nearest town of just a few hundred people, you know, is still 30 or 40 minutes away. That's a misconception, even through history. If you look through history, as people band together, they have always banded together, whether it's a tribe, a village, whatever. And a couple of years ago, my family, we went through a strategic relocation, and it wasn't nearly as smooth as people might think, because there are a lot of considerations. So rather than focus on we have to get out to the country, we have to, you know, get a bunker, I have to get out there and, you know, we're going to live off the land, that's scary for a survival or for a suburban mom or an urban mom who just really wants her family to be safe. But the thought of having to, you know, suddenly live a completely different lifestyle is overwhelming. And
well, yeah.
I think right now, yeah.
Well, there are people that can't buy 10 years worth of food, you know, and like some people
right.
say you should do. There are people that can't buy 10 years worth of food or 5 years worth of food. There are people that can't all of a sudden up and relocate and go buy a ranch out in the country. They can't do that. So what can you do within your sphere of influence is there are lots of things you can do. And the blog, I think, will help you. The information that is at her website will help you to get started in a pragmatic way. Now, granted, you know, first thing I did, and I don't know about you, but first thing I did, especially after Fukushima, was go buy up about all the tuna I could find. And, you know, that was my response to Fukushima. And salmon, canned salmon, because I wanted to be able to get, you know, radiation-free fish.
Right.
But there, you know, and canned goods are a way to start. If you can't go and get storable foods, which, of course, I recommend Numana. I think it is the absolute best. And if you're going to get it, go to powerprepper.com if you're going to get storable food. But you can get canned foods, can't you? But you just got to rotate them.
Yes. The canned foods are great, and they have actually a very long shelf life. The important thing about food, whether you buy it from a company like Numana or it's wheat that you buy, you know, directly from a farmer, wherever it comes from, you have to keep that food stored at a cool temperature consistently. I get the question all the time, how long will my wheat last? I bought this food from, you know, a company like Numana. You know, how long is it going to last? It all depends. I mean, if you take MREs that are packaged for years, they really should be good for years, and then you send them over to Afghanistan, and they're stored in the heat, the shelf life for those, you're cutting it down to just a few months. It's shocking. So whatever it is you buy, you need to store it in the coolest place in the house, not in the garage, not any place that's uninsulated. But go for the canned food. I would just say take a look at what your family eats. Don't stock up on canned green beans if your family hates them. That's a big key. Stock up on what you already are used to preparing. You mentioned tuna and salmon. That would occur to a lot of people, and others it would not. When I first started, oh, my gosh, I mean, I was stocking up on canned ravioli because that's what my kids were loving at that time. Our diets have changed a lot. But be practical. You know, canned chicken as you mentioned, maybe canned tuna. There are some brands of canned tuna now that have responded to the whole Fukushima issue, and they have gone out of their way to make sure that the tuna that they catch and that they process, it's done in the healthiest manner possible.
That's right.
And each individual fish is tested, which is amazing.
That is amazing. That is amazing. We've got a three-minute break. We will be back, ladies and gentlemen, with Lisa Bedford, and we'll take your phone calls. If you want to know, what do I do next, give us a call. We'll be back after this three-minute break.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Oh, man, I love this song.
Oh!
Yeah. All right. Let it roll, Josh. Oh, man, that is so good. Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We will survive, and we will be some of the most prepared people out there, thanks to people like Lisa Bedford. I'll get back to Lisa in just a second. I want to remind you that there is a special at the Power Mall, and that is on three DVDs by Dr. Gary Null that he has offered at no charge. And we ask that you just purchase one of his food products from the Power Mall, either the Muscle Stuff, which is the protein, vegan protein, 25 grams of protein, and it's vanilla also, which makes it super cool. Yesterday I had a friend here, and I fixed all of the food products that Gary Null has, and he couldn't believe it, could not believe how good it was. It was like cherry chocolate because I added some other stuff that we're going to be getting here at the Power Mall from Gary Null. So anyway, if you will order one of the food products by Gary Null, Dr. Gary Null, and we will send you those three DVDs as soon as they're in. Now, remember, he surprised us all, kind of blindsided us yesterday, with this offer. But it's a tremendous offer. It's $120 worth of DVDs, and he is a very giving person, I guarantee you. I've been there with him, and we're going to do the retreat again in August, or we're going to do the retreat. I'm going to do it again. You all are going to be invited to attend 1 week in Mineola, Texas, and if you want to attend the retreat, give us a call at 573-378-6049, 573-378-6049, and please ask for Noelle, and she will help you out with that. But if you want to order, call the Power Mall, 573-378-6049, to get those three DVDs. You know, one thing you might want to do also is order the green food or the muscle stuff or whatever, maybe for your child or your family member, and they could get the three DVDs also. Get somebody started on this. It's Seven Steps to Good Health. The other one is Hair and Nails. And for the life of me, I can't remember what the third one is. I need to find out. Maybe Rosie can email me what that third one is. Of course, all she did was pick up the phone yesterday. And I know a lot of you couldn't get through because everybody wanted these free DVDs. So if you will call the Power Mall today, we're going to extend the offer through today at 4 p.m. That's when we close, at 4 p.m. Okay. Let's talk survival with Lisa Bedford, thesurvivalmom.com, thesurvivalmom.com. All right, Lisa, help us get started. We start buying up some canned foods, and that's a good thing to do. Then what else can we do? What about water? What have you decided to do with respect to water?
You know, at the time when I first started, my husband was a huge soda drinker, and I just began saving the 2-liter bottles, you know, as he emptied them, rinsed them out, refilled them with water, and then just stored them. I mean, capped them really tightly. I stored them under a bed and in closets, and I don't even know how many of those I had, probably 50, 60 or more. Water is important. I got a note from my reader, from one of my readers in West Virginia, and they're in another water crisis where he lives without not being able to use their tap water. So, yes, water is kind of a funny thing because people don't even think about it until all of a sudden they try to flush the toilet, it doesn't flush. You know, they turn the tap on and the water just starts trickling out, and all of a sudden there's panic. So, yes, when you see cases of water bottles on hand or on sale, buy 3 or 4 or 5 of those. You know, put one in the car. They're very handy. But you need to have water stored in small containers for, you know, just the portability. The 2-liter bottles, they're going to be heavier. Water weighs about 8 pounds per gallon. But then consider larger containers. And depending on where you live, I mean, that could be a rain catchment system. It could be 55-gallon drums that you fill with water. It really is more important than people think. Buy a gallon of bleach. Bleach has a shelf life. But for 1 gallon of bleach, use...
What is the shelf life? Is it 6 months? That's what I've heard for bleach.
It's a little bit longer than that, but it begins using, it begins losing its effectiveness the older it gets. And so what I suggest people do is, you know, buy your bottle of bleach, write the date on it that you bought it. Now, it's probably been on the store shelf for a while, but not too long because of our just-in-time shipping system. But go ahead and write the date on it. And then if it's going to be your emergency bleach, make sure you have on hand an eyedropper. I think a lot of times when something calls for a drop of this, or we all just kind of eyeball it, you know, from a spoon and hope, you know, that we're getting those right drops. But use the dropper there, and you'll have, you know, just your little water purification system. That's the easiest way to go. Now, when you're in a scenario like West Virginia was last year, there was nothing that could kill that particular microbe that was growing in their water. But pay attention to the news, but have the water on hand and one or two ways of purifying.
Okay. So, and also I wonder if you couldn't put just a few drops of the silver product, a silver product in the water too, if you didn't.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, bleach is really the most economical, that's right, the most economical to have. And I definitely think that is important. Now, I will warn everybody that I had some bleach set aside, and I had it, I think, 2 years, and it ate through the bottle.
Ooh.
And it was a mess. I had it in the storage shed, and it ruined everything, so be careful of that. There are a lot of things we can do wrong, and unfortunately, we don't want to have to learn the hard way, because it can be extremely devastating, especially in a time of need.
It's the worst possible moment. That's right. You don't want, I mean, my nightmare scenario has been, you know, reaching for some kind of piece of equipment, you know, a shovel or a water filter, and it breaks. You know, when I really need it the most. And so when you're stocking up on food and different kinds of supplies that you may need, anything from a tarp to rope, you want to make sure that you buy the best quality that you can. And when you're looking at your tight budget and, you know, prepping, you need to just be really just eagle eye your finances and say, okay, you know, we're putting this money out on cell phones. We're putting this money out on cable TV. What can we cut back on? And believe it or not, every little dollar helps. I mean, if you can buy, you know, cans of vegetables on sale, you know, when they're maybe 45 cents a can, it's amazing what you can stock up on with just $10.
Mm-hmm.
And as you see your stash grow and as you realize now I have an emergency kit for my car, I've been able to pack emergency kits for each member of my family. They're not fancy, but we have the basics. Each one of those steps is it's bigger than it looks initially.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of starting a little bit at a time. I know last Friday the power went out all of a sudden here. And I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, you know, there were some things I wasn't prepared for. The power went out because a woodpecker got up into the, what do you call that box thing above the electric? What is
transformer.
It? Transformer, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And a woodpecker got into the transformer. Well, he won't do that again, that's for sure. But anyway, so the electricity went out in the whole entire place because that one thing, I mean, forget about an EMF, a woodpecker, you know? And so, I mean, as luck would have it, and I told the Como guys, the electric guys, I said, there is a God, because they were right down the street, came over here within like 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And we knew we were the only one out, so it had to be something that happened here. But still, I didn't have my water in the house. I normally am always prepared when I think something's going to happen to have, you know, buckets of water extra around.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a good thing. Have you ever done this where you just shut off the power at 6 p.m. on Friday night and don't turn it on until Monday morning?
You know what? That's a huge eye-opener. And I'm glad you brought that up, because it's not enough just to buy a bunch of stuff. You really want to put it to use. And that's a great way to do it. And sometimes, you know, we have the event forced upon us, and sometimes we can just kind of step into it voluntarily. But as part of your planning, just kind of assume, what if I had to live for 2 or 3 weeks without power? How would I cook my food? How would I heat my water? In the wintertime, how would we stay warm? Those are really big issues. And you can take a look at things like solar ovens, and you can take a look at rocket stoves that are extremely fuel efficient. But how would you stay warm in the winter if you live in a cold weather climate? If you live in Phoenix like I used to, my gosh, how do we stay cool enough? It takes the body several weeks to accustom to a higher level of heat. And by the time that several weeks has gone by in a long-term power outage, there are going to be a lot of casualties. So what can you do? You know, think about different seasons and where you live. That's a huge part of being prepared.
Mm-hmm. And then helping your parents and your grandparents, because there are so many people that really are not aware of what we're aware of, and doing some little things. Like, I know the Numana packaged foods are perfect if you've got somebody that's infirm, sick, or elderly, that they can just keep those packets in their pantry, and then, heaven forbid, something happened, you could open it up, and just all you need is water, and you've got food, and that makes it really, really nice. And then you don't have to worry about them as much either, you know, and if they use one packet of food a day or whatever, it's going to be a whole lot better than zero food.
Right.
And, you know, things like, you know, people that have electric can openers, you know, they're going to be in a world of hurt.
Yes.
Simple things like that.
Right.
Well, you know, here's a tip for that kind of food. in my food storage pantry, and I have quite a bit of food there, but right by the door is where I keep all of my just-add-water meals. And I have them in boxes and in buckets. So if we ever had to evacuate really quickly and the only food I could grab are those just-add-water meals, they're at the very closest location. You know, as I'm walking out the door, I just kind of reach in and I grab two or three buckets. And each bucket could contain, depending on the size of your family, it could contain, you know, 3 or 4 days' worth or a couple of weeks' worth, depending on the size of the package of food. But that would be a good way to just have a little more peace of mind if I had to race out of the house because of floodwaters, tornado warning. I just actually finished writing a book about emergency evacuation, so this is fresh in my memory. But
really?
That would be a place to store it.
Mm-hmm. That would be. You know, but the small things, like a can opener, like a... What do they call those beer opener things? Beer openers. Yeah.
bottle opener.
Yeah, bottle opener. But have backups to your backup for those kinds of things. They're inexpensive.
Exactly.
And they're really important to have because, I mean, I can never find, you know, a bottle opener when I need it, you know, and so just have as many as you can get so that, you know, I mean, three or four of them. I mean, have them and keep them in specific areas so that, you know, in case whatever, you can't find one, you've got them. I just think that's so incredibly important. What other kinds of things can you think that would be important? I mean, I think everything from Q-tips to Lotrimin.
I think toilet paper was mm-hmm. probably.
Toilet paper, yeah.
Yep.
But, you know, Lotrimin or fungal remedies, because you know what a athlete's feet can feel like.
Hmm.
And granted, apple cider vinegar works and silver. But, you know, why not just have a little container of Lotrimin around? You know, I'm not trying to sell mm-hmm. Lotrimin. But,
right.
you know, that would, you know, you want to be as free of pain as you can be. You know, aspirin, things like that. And that does have an expiration date on it, too. But
I think that part of preparation is understanding that at some point you may have to be your family's first responder. You may have to be the one that is going to take care of medical and first aid issues. And, you know, signing up for a first aid class, a CPR class, that is a really easy start. Very, very easy. It helps you feel a little bit more confident. But I suggest kind of just keeping track from the minute you wake up in the morning. What are some of these non-food items that you and your family consume? And mm-hmm. Josh mentioned toilet paper. And just go through your routine because it's going to be different for each person. So for me, it would be my contact lens solution. My daughter and I, we use these all-natural toothpaste, and we've mixed up our own. So you just kind of go through the course of a day and maybe the course of a week or month. Pharmaceutical, you know, medications and over-the-counter. Keep track of those. The nice thing about these non-food items is that very, very often you can get coupons, either online or, you know, in the Wednesday newspaper or the Sunday newspaper, and that can kind of help you stock up even more quickly. Toothbrushes, dental floss, those kinds of things.
Toothbrushes.
You know,
I mean,
take,
there's
you know,
not a whole
credit.
Lot. Yeah, there's not a whole lot of things you can substitute for a toothbrush.
Right.
And I'm sure that some people can make their own, and that's great. But what I did was every time I went to the store, if I went to buy a toothbrush, I would buy two packages of toothbrushes. I would buy extra, you know, if you buy Q-tips, because that's another thing that it's hard to find a replacement for. If you buy Q-tips, buy two packages of Q-tips. Nasal spray. I mean, nobody wants a stuffed up nose, and I do believe that that's a good thing to have as a backup also. But, you know, we need comfort items also. You also need fun items that you can have a good time with. I think you spoke about that the last time you were on the show.
Especially if you have children.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Well, I need to entertain myself, too. But, yeah. but I think you spoke about that the last time, didn't you, about having fun items?
You know, I have, when you're thinking about survival, I have put together 5 categories, and they all start with the letter S. Sustenance, survival, one of them is sanity. And in the sanity category are things like books on CD, coloring books. Did you know that coloring books are a big new trend for adults? You can buy these amazing coloring books with intricate pictures that are just, you know, beautiful. And that is a new trend for grown-ups now. But, you know, a deck of, or two of playing cards. And then throw in a little paperback of, you know, I forget what the title is, but it's all of these card games. And you definitely want to think about that. In my family, music is really important, and so we have just loaded up two or three of our iPods, tons and tons, hundreds of, you know, different pieces of music and a little speaker. So you do want to think of those kinds of things because, I mean, can you imagine living without electricity for a long period of time and you're going to be washing clothes by hand, you're going to be washing dishes by hand, you're going to be cooking everything from scratch more or less, and you're going to have a lot of time on your hands, whatever amount of time you spend watching TV or video games or things that are, you know, reliant on the, you know, the stream of power, electricity in your home, and all of a sudden that's gone. So, yes, you got to think of those items that will help sustain your sanity.
Well, go ahead, John.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, you mentioned, like, books on CD and iPods, and all those things require electricity.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it wouldn't. I know books are hard to store because they're just so big and bulky, but I have a book problem. I'll just admit it right now. Hi, my name is Josh.
I do
and
too.
I have a book problem.
I do too.
I think, you know,
I'm a book addict.
Music's important to you. I think trying to maybe learn an instrument as well would be beneficial. So you can keep that going. Say the power's out for a really long time and your little iPod runs out of juice, you know, and you're not going to have music.
Oh.
So maybe try to learn.
I have a recommendation for you. There is a product called the Jackery, J-A-C-K-E-R-Y, and it's a heavy-duty external battery pack.
Okay.
And I keep mine charged. I just charge it, you know, using an electric outlet. But I also have a few solar chargers.
Ah,
and I think that having some solar chargers and having like these external batteries where you can keep them charged and something like that could literally be a lifesaver in an emergency kit. I'm not going to diss cell phones and their convenience and what they can mean.
Okay, we
got to
go to break. We got a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
So my elementary school age child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come to us and take it.
One shot at a time.
What a voice he has. What a man. What a man. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us this rainy here in Missouri Friday, but we are so glad to have you a part of the Power Hour today, and Lisa Bedford. Lisa, I want to open up the phone lines. If anybody would like to talk to you, ask you any questions, if they're having problems in anything getting set up. I mean, our people have been doing this for such a long time. There may not be any questions, but if you do have a question, and if you would like to benefit from the incredible knowledge that Lisa Bedford has, give us a call at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. And I apologize for that last break snuck up on me. Thank goodness Josh was paying attention. But we have Lisa Bedford joining us today. The website, Josh was just saying during the break, what an incredible website you have. It is so different. You have put so much thought and effort into this. I mean, you've just got about every answer you could possibly want there.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Really, I hope it's easy to navigate, and I hope it's easy for people to find what they're looking for.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely.
There's just so much on there. Mm-hmm. You know?
Awesome. There really is. What do you think is the biggest challenge that people come to you with? What is the biggest thing that they need your help with or that people will write about?
I think prioritizing. A lot of times, you know, survival has been glamorized to such an extent that the glamorous things, the whole bug out location and having lots of weapons, some of those elements might be more exciting than they're more exciting than storing water. I'll be the first to admit it. But keeping your priorities where they make sense. You know, you have to think, you know, who am I preparing for? What am I preparing for? It makes sense. Like, you know, you said at the very top of the hour, it makes sense to start stocking up on food items. Water. I mean, you want to start with things that are just so elementary and then, you know, start thinking, okay, you know, I have these pieces in place. Now let's start thinking about how we're going to set tripwires. You know, some of these things that, you know, the survival forums and a lot of the websites, they spend so much time on these. And yet, I guess from a mom's perspective, Joyce, I look at this and say, oh my gosh, you know, the power's gone out. You know, it looks like it's been an electromagnetic pulse. Well, crap. You know, I have 10 loads of laundry to do. One's in the dryer. It's not finished. One's in the washing machine. I have all these dishes. I have meat in the freezer. That's what real survival comes down to.
Right.
It's just the very mundane things of life. So know what your priorities are and make sure they make sense for you and your household.
Mm-hmm. All right. We've got loaded phone lines here. So I guess lots of questions here. I'm going to go first to Mary in New Jersey. I know you dropped off, Mary, but I think you're back again. Let's go to Mary in New Jersey. Mary, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. Got a question for Lisa Bedford? Okay. We can't hear her. Scott or Trevor, do we have Mary on? What?
Let's try Francis in North
Carolina.
All right. Carolina.
Francis in North Carolina. Francis, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind? Okay. We got to get these people on. They're blocked. I can barely hear them. Okay. Francis in North Carolina. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Go ahead. I can hear you now. Thank you.
Okay, good, because I can hear a dial tone in the background.
Yeah, we got to get this fixed. We got to get this fixed. Let me just say that. We got to go to a break, too. Okay, we got a 1 minute, 10 second break. Francis, I'll be back with you after this 1 minute, 10 second break.